We've had many shiurim so far on the halachot of Bedikat Chametz and the halachot of Lel HaSeder. But what does one do if, after all the preparations and everything that one has done to make sure that the house is Pesachdik, over the course of Pesach, you find some Chametz somewhere in the house? You open a cupboard and you find there's a Kit Kat or a packet of biscuits or whatever it is. You put on your coat and in your pocket you find there's a Kif Kef or a Twix. What are you supposed to do? So after you've had the family debate of, I thought you were taking care of this, I thought you were taking care of this, etc., etc., the Shulchan Aruch tells us, two halachot, one if it's found on Chol HaMoed, and the other if it's found on Yom Tov. So what do you do if it's found on Chol HaMoed? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Mem Vav says that you take it out of the house and you burn it right away. According to the Magen Avraham, the Chot Yaakov, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, if Yud Zayin, if there's a kazayit of chametz, so you find a big Kit Kat, it's got a kazayit of chametz in it, so then you would even say the bracha v'al biur chametz on Chol HaMoed. Usually you only say the bracha v'al biur chametz before Pesach. In this case, you would say the bracha even on Chol HaMoed when you do the biur. However, the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Taf Lamed Hay, he says that if you've already done Bedikat Chametz and you did the Bittul Chametz correctly before Pesach, then this Chametz actually doesn't belong to you. You've got the responsibility to get rid of it from your house, but it doesn't belong to you any longer. And a number of Achronim hold that in that case you wouldn't say a bracha, and therefore because of Safek Brachot Lahakel, so the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that you wouldn't say a bracha of Al Biur Chametz. But if for whatever reason you didn't do the Bizika and the Biur, that could happen if, for example, person is giving birth on Erev Pesach in the evening and everything's chaotic and the husband forgets to do Bedikat Chametz and he forgets to do the Bittul and everything. The house is Pesachdik, everything's been cleared, but you've got to do those two mitzvot and then found some Chametz during Chol HaMoed. So definitely, if it's a kazayit, it needs to be burnt, and everybody says that you would say a bracha in that case. What do you find it on Yom Tov? So on Yom Tov, you can't take it out and burn it because it's Muktzah. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to do anything with it, so it's once you can't move it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yichpa le'a kli, you put a kli over it, you put a box over it or something like that, so that you don't come to touch it or eat it until Motzei Yom Tov, and then you go and you burn it. But the Mishnah Berurah discusses, what if you didn't do Bittul? What if you hadn't done Bedikah and Bittul? So Erev Pesach could be this year. Okay, you've done the Bedikah, but on Shabbat morning, seeing as you're not doing the biur in Shabbat morning, it's easy to forget to say the bittul. One does need to remember before the Sof Zman, before 11:04, to do the bittul and to say Kol Chamira. But if one forgot that, and then on first day Pesach you found that Twix or Kit Kat or whatever it is, so then there's a machloket in the Rishonim what one should do. According to the Rambam, no, you just leave it kofar le'akli, you put a box over it and deal with it after Yom Tov. However, according to Rashi and the Kolbon and other Rishonim, in this case you can actually take it outside, crumble it up, throw it into the wind, or throw it into a river or something like that and get it rid of it that way. That's what you should do, because even though it's Muktzah, nevertheless, you're over on Balyera Balyer Matzah if you don't do anything, and therefore you need to take care of it, deal with the D'oraita, even though you're overriding a Durabanan. And there are some poskim, the Smug and the Run and other Rishonim, who say in actual fact you're even allowed to go and burn it, because seeing as you're allowed to do Havaral at Sorech on Yom Tov, meaning that if you need to burn something for the purposes of Ochel Nefesh, making food, you can do so. So therefore you're allowed to do it also Shelol at Sorech if it's not for the purposes of making food, so long as there's some purpose involved. And here there's the purpose of getting rid of your Chametz. So many Rishonim say that you can actually go and burn it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Paskins like the Magen Avraham and other Poskim, like the Rambam, that you should just cover it and deal with it after Yom Tov. But he says if there's a minhag where you are, the local minhag is in such cases that you either take it out or burn it, so then you can follow that minhag. It's an interesting notion that there would be a minhag in a place. This is what we always do if we find chametz on Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch also raises the question about what about Yom Tov Sheni? Says that there's a Yesh Omer in there, those who say that Yom Tov Sheni is like Chol HaMoed as far as this is concerned. So that would seem to be the view of the Mechaber, that if you find Chametz on second day Yom Tov, you should go and deal with it there and then. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you've already done the Bittul, then you certainly shouldn't do anything about it on Yom Tov and leave it till Motzei Yom Tov. But if you hadn't done a Bittul, then you should deal with it on the second day Yom Tov. Big question discussed by the Achoronis Manenu is that nowadays many people in their Mechirat Chametz, most people, unless they have a very specific form of Mechirat Chametz, but in the general Mechirat Chametz, you're selling everything. So you're selling any Chametz that you might have anywhere. So what do you do if you're going out on a day trip on Chol HaMoed and you open your the glove compartment of your car and you find there's a packet of biscuits? So is this your biscuits and you have to burn them, or are these the biscuits that have been sold to the goy and you can leave them be? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrai Kodesh addresses this, and he says it belongs to the goy, it's not yours, you're not over. The only issue is that you shouldn't have it around, so put it in the cupboard or the room that you sold to the goy, and then that's fine. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot Hanagot Chelek Hei Simon Kuf Yudalad, he disagrees, and he says that actually it's better to burn it on two grounds. Number one, he says that seeing as you know that the goy wouldn't mind if you deal with it in a halachic manner, so therefore it's not regarded as gezel from the goy, and you're allowed to do so, so it's not a problem of stealing. And second of all, he says, if you were to put it in the cupboard where everything is that you're selling to the goy, that's showing there's an actual fact. You want this to remain during the course of Pesach, so that you can have it after Pesach, and Rotzeba Kiyumo is prohibited certainly on Pesach itself, and therefore it's best to go and burn it, even in such a situation. I hope everybody has a wonderful Chag Kasher V'Sameach and a very chametz-free kosher Pesach without any of this shaila arising at all over Yom Tov. Chag Sameach.